This is The Human Impact on Freedom 106.5 FM. Speak your mind.
Welcome back, TNT. And now we step into our conversation with Dalton Brown, optometrist, as we talk about Contact Lens Week. So good morning to you and welcome to Freedom 106.5 FM.
Hi, morning.
Good morning. So ladies, we're talking about Contact Lens Week. What is Contact Lens Week?
Right. So this week, it's Miss Carter and myself, Miss Prosper. We're going to talk a bit about that. So it's actually a very exciting week. We really, really enjoy fitting persons with contacts, but it's not just that simple. It's not just you put a lens in the eyes and you go about your day. You have to ensure that the eyes are healthy. So what National Contact Lens Health Week is really a call to action for those who wear contact lenses to be reminded exactly how to properly care for your contact lenses and the importance of doing so.
And what is a contact lens?
Right. So a contact lens is actually an ocular device that is placed directly on the surface of the eyes. So this device actually lets oxygen into the eyes, that ensures that the cornea, which is the front surface of the eyes, is healthy. Now, this is why it's very important that we take proper care of the lenses, because if that lens is compromised, less oxygen is going into the front of the eyes, which could damage the eyes and affect your vision. And even so, 150 million persons, or over 150 million persons in the world, actually wears contact lenses.
And what are the benefits of contact lenses as opposed to normal glasses?
Right. So that's a great question. Ms. Carter, you want to take this?
Sure. So there are actually lots of benefits to wearing contact lenses. So you do actually get better vision while wearing the lenses, especially for those patients who have extremely high prescriptions. Sometimes because of the thickness of the lens in their glasses, they may experience some sort of aberration. Now, with the contact lenses, it sits directly on the front surface of the eyes, so it basically reduces those aberrations and promotes clearer vision through the contact lenses. Also, another benefit of it would be for those who are very active, you know, they're on the go or they're playing sports and whatnot, they're allowed to move freely with the contact lenses on their eyes, as opposed to having to worry about the glasses on their face or if it's slipping down and all those things. It's also beneficial in terms of any weather conditions. So I don't know if anyone ever experienced sometimes when they move from hot to cold or cold to hot with their glasses, it tends to frost up. Now you don't get that with the contact lenses as well. It's also used to treat some medical conditions such as keratoconus, myopia management, and those things as well.
Yeah, and actually, you know, some persons, they feel very, they don't like glasses. They don't like people to see that they need glasses for some reason. And that's quite okay, because we do have an option for those persons, and that is the contact lens. So if you rather people not know that you need glasses or you need some sort of correction, you can get the contacts. And for ladies, you know, sometimes we like to do our makeup, but then we do our makeup all nice and pretty, and then we put on our glasses, and the nose is smudged, the makeup is ruined. So in that case, we could actually use contact lenses so that our makeup stays and our nose doesn't actually melt away. Yeah.
And are there different types of contact lenses?
So yes, there are a couple different types. The most commonly used contact lens a lot of people would know about is something called soft lenses. There's also rigid gas permeable lenses, which is a bit more firm than the soft lenses, as well as scleral contact lenses and also keratology contact lenses, which is a type of lens that's used in myopia management, and it's also considered a rigid gas permeable lens as well.
And when you talk about colored contacts, are those safe, and are they also coming in the two types that you just described?
Right. So that's a great question. So the colored contact lenses are totally safe. but once it's fitted by a qualified optometrist. So I'm sure you go to the pharmacy and you see that they are selling those colored contact lenses, but is it the right one for you? You know, and if you need some sort of correction, it's not going to be in your prescription. So you're not going to see clearly with it. And that in itself could actually damage the eyes because, you know, we're not sure if this contact lens is actually made or is the right one for you. But it's totally safe and we can do it with your prescription. Certain prescriptions are sort of limited, but we try our best to accommodate everyone in the best way that we can.
Because, I mean, there's some crazy colors that you see in the contacts. And I know that, you know, for special occasions like Halloween and or cosplay, there are many people that would use those colored contacts. How is a contact lens exam done?
Right. So the contact lens exam, it starts with a full eye exam. So we do this full eye examination to ensure that we have the updated prescription. Now, after we get that updated prescription, we examine the front of the eyes using a piece of equipment called a slit lamp. So we make sure that the front surface of the eyes are totally healthy. You don't have any dry eyes, so that we are basically ensuring that you're a good candidate for the contact lenses. After that, we check the curvature of the front of the eyes to better select the contact lens for you to make sure that it fits well and it's comfortable for you. And all this information that we do, we then decide exactly which is the best contact lens for you. We do the trials. And lastly, once we find the right one, we can then go ahead and put through that order for the contact lenses.
And is the contact lens prescription the same as your glasses prescription?
Yes, so it's definitely not the same. So what makes them different is the distance it is from the eyes. So the glasses is a little bit further from the eyes. So we have to compensate that distance when we put the lens now directly on the surface of the eyes. So it's different. It's close, but it's different.
And at this point, TNT, if you have any questions for the ladies here, you can send your message to 306-1065. And we will also be taking calls at 625-2257. As a matter of fact, one is coming in now. Ladies, would you like to take that one?
Yes, definitely.
All right. Hello, good morning.
Hi, good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Two things I want to talk. First, we have the contact lens. So I've been going by an optometrist to get my prescription, and I order my contact lens online. For 25 years, I get 2 pairs, and it lasts 6 months. But when I go local, they charge me from 2,000 up to 3,000 for 1 pair to 2 pairs for 6 months. What I want to know is why is that such a big difference in the prices? And the second thing is, with the coat of arms, it's really fast. The coat of arms, nobody knows what's going to happen because we have the eye scan. Everything has coat of arms on it. And what I'm saying is, if they change the coat of arms, we'll have to change so many things for the citizens of Trinidad and Tobago that there will be problems. And what I'm worried about is that elections are coming up, and if they are doing this, so they could get illegal immigrants to vote.
Thanks so much for that other point, but we're sticking to contacts and eye care in this hour. We could probably discuss that on the next side of Dalton Brown Optometrist Eye Care session. Sorry about that, ladies. But for the first any answers for him?
Right. So the first question that he had, he talked about the contact lenses and he ordered his contact lenses and he was worried about the price. Now, firstly, I'm trying to understand what type of contact lens he used, because that price, let's say, I'm assuming it's a soft contact lens that he ordered, right? Now, it's definitely not $2,000 for 2 pairs of contact lenses. So I'm just assuming he's going with these soft contact lenses. Now, it's very important that we don't, a lot of people, they order their glasses, they order their contacts. But it's important that you do a thorough eye exam with your optometrist to ensure that you are actually ordering the right one for you. So that's like the whole purpose of this week, is to ensure that we have healthy eyes with the contact lenses. Now, when you go to order these contacts, is it fitting you well? Is it too tight for your eyes? Is less oxygen coming to the eyes? All of these things can actually damage your vision. This is why we are here to ensure that we choose the right prescription the right type, the right material for you to ensure that your eyes stay healthy. In terms of the price, you could always give us a call and we'll give you a rundown of all our prices for the contacts, but it's definitely not $2,000 for two pairs of contacts, soft contact lenses.
So the prices are more reasonable than we would think, because you know you kind of get nervous.
Definitely.
Yeah. Do contact lens hurt?
Right. So, Ms. Casa?
Sure, yeah. So that's actually a great question and a common question among patients that come into our office. So the simple answer is no, it does not hurt. It just actually feels a bit weird on the eyes, especially if it's a first-time wearer. So you're more aware that something is actually on the eyes. But after you become adapted to it, it becomes very comfortable. So sometimes you forget that it's basically there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so initially, the soft contact lenses, so I know Ms. Carter would have mentioned the different types of contact lenses. The soft contact lenses, you usually don't ever feel it, but it's those hard ones, you might get a little, you might feel like there's something in the eyes, but you once it's fitted well, you don't usually feel, it's not so bad at all. But there's different factors that could make the contact lens wear uncomfortable for you. So let's say you have some sort of underlying problem like dry eyes. The contact lens wear will be uncomfortable. But in general, it shouldn't be painful.
And if there is pain putting on the lens, then that's an indicator of something being wrong.
Yes, definitely. So we would not, if initially that you can't tolerate the contact lens, you will not keep it on. We have to ensure that before you leave our office or before you purchase, so that we know that when you go out there, your eyes are protected and you are not at risk for getting any infection or anything like that.
And okay, so the operation to clean your glasses is obviously different to how you would cleanse your contact lenses. Can you give us a brief description as to what do you do to clean contact lenses?
Right. So it depends on the type of contact lens that you have. So we have the daily disposables. It's a very good one to minimize the risk of infection, because once you open that lens and you use it for that day, you discard of it. But then we have those that you use every week, you discard of it after a week or every 2 weeks, or those that you discard after a month or even longer for those, the hard ones that could last over a year. Now, in terms of the cleaning, it's different when you have to actually store it. So you have a case, you would have a suggested solution that the optometrist would usually use, and you would use some sort of solution. So with the soft ones, you would use probably the same solution that you're storing it. You'd use the same one to cleanse it, but you don't ever use tap water. Tap water is your enemy with contact lenses. You don't use it at all. With the hard ones, it's a little bit trickier because you have to use something to take all the deposits on the lenses. But we definitely have a printout with all the steps. So if you're ever interested in contact lenses, you'd be sure that you'd understand every single thing in terms of cleaning the lenses.
And I guess you've briefly answered, when should someone replace their contact lenses? Because they're different durations for each, correct?
Yes. Basically, just mentioned that daily disposables, everyday discard of it. If it's for a week or 2 weeks, after the 2 weeks, you can't use it because after that, the lens is not working its best. So that means the amount of oxygen that's coming into the eyes through that lens is starting to get less and less. So you are more at risk for infection. Then you have those that you would use every month. You have to discard of it after the month is over. Even if you open it today and you use it once for that entire month and you're thinking, wait, I didn't get 30 days out of this. Mm-hmm. That's not how it works. After 30 days from that day that you open it, you have to discard of the lens.
And remember, you can ask your questions at 625-2257 if you have any questions for the ladies here at Dalton Brown Optometrists. Another question, who shouldn't wear contacts?
Yeah, so persons who have some sort of ocular surface disorder or disease. So anything that's compromising the front of the eyes would make the contact lens wear very uncomfortable for you. Or if you have severe allergies where you are constantly rubbing the eyes, you would not be able to use the contacts unless we treat that problem, which is the ocular allergies. Or let's say you work in a very dusty environment. That would be, contact lenses are no-no for you because dust can get into the eyes, it can scratch the eyes, all of those things. Or let's say you're a chef or something dealing with a lot of heat, we don't want to use contact lenses in that case neither.
Just to add to that as well, especially someone who has a history of reoccurring eye infections, we would want to stay away from the contact lens as well.
Yeah, just to make sure. So we have to ensure that we see what is actually causing that recurring infection. Mm. We would treat the problem, and then we would see if you're a good candidate for the contact lenses. Yeah.
Is it possible that contact lenses can cause an infection?
Definitely, definitely. So let's say that you are using tap water, you're at risk for infection. You are overusing the contact lenses, you're at risk for infection. You are using your hands are dirty before putting the contact lenses in, infection could happen. Mm-hmm. Poor cleaning of the contact lenses could cause an infection. So you can definitely get an infection from, not necessarily from the contact lens, but how you care for the contact lens.
And can children wear contact lenses?
Yeah, so children can definitely wear it, but we want to monitor them very closely, and we have to ensure that they are, one, a good candidate, two, they have the proper care and the support system to ensure that they are not at risk for infection. So in general, we would use the contact lenses for those who actually cannot benefit from the glasses directly. So let's say that they were born with some sort of cataract, then, or they have a high prescription, they have high short-sightedness, high myopia, and the glasses is not given exactly what we need, the best vision possible, then we would suggest the contact lenses. But usually for children, our first thing is glasses, but they can use the contact lenses, and then we also have a form of myopia management where we use the autokeratology, which is a hard contact lens, especially among children, to slow the progression of the short-sightedness.
And let's get to the telephone line now, 625-2257, with another question. Hello, good morning.
Morning, Tasca.
Good morning.
I know you are talking about contact lens.
Mm-hmm.
But I have an eye problem. Could I ask the doctors a question?
Yes, of course, of course. What's your question?
Okay. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Let me just give you a small thing about it. I went to get glasses, and the optician said I have to do remove cataract surgery. Now the doctor removed the cataracts, and this is 2 years now. I have not regained my eyesight in my eye. Could you He did two set of laser surgery, and he gave me some injections and so on. And it's over 2 years now I have lost my eyesight in my eye. Can you give me some advice?
So I have a question. Is it after you did the cataract surgery, did you test as well to get an updated pair of glasses? Or you didn't do any tests?
I did several tests. And
mm-hmm.
then the actual operations man, who is the mm-hmm. ophthalmologist, He said I have to remove the cataracts.
Right.
He removed the cataracts.
Okay, and then the laser as well, and the injections. What did they tell you they did that for?
He did give me injections. He said the eye is swelling. And,
right.
And I've lost my sight in the eye. I'm not seeing in the eye.
Right. So it usually depends on what was going on with the health of the eye. So only the ophthalmologist that would have been seeing you would know your history. Usually once you do, if you have issues behind the eyes, your vision will be very limited in terms of the swelling, bleeding, all those things. So doing the injections and the laser and whatnot would just be to control whatever there is, or to kind of slow the progression of the swelling, the bleeding, and those things, but it won't automatically fix the eyes to go back to what it would have been before. So maybe that's just the issue that you're having. So even if you have all those issues and then you still remove the cataract, the vision just may still be a bit limited for you.
Yeah, but what we can do for you, even though you find that you are not seeing with the eyes, so I don't know, both eyes or one of the eyes, you can still come into us and we could have a look at the eyes to see exactly how the eyes are doing, how is the vision doing, and we could even recommend you to go to someone, an ophthalmologist, to see exactly if there's anything that can be done to help the situation now. So you can definitely come in for an eye exam and we can have a closer look at you.
And we have another call coming in, but let's first deal with this question. Do I still need glasses if I wear contacts?
Yes, that's a good question. It's actually a very common question as well. So we do try to advise contact lens. It's not a replacement for the glasses. Your eyes need a rest as well. They need oxygen. They need to breathe. And you also try to reduce the risk of infection. So just giving your eyes a break and wearing your glasses is a good thing, as well as it's also a good backup option. So let's say you run out of the contact lenses and you have extremely high prescription, what you're going to do, you'll have to put on your glasses in order to see clearly, as well as in cases of any emergencies or anything, it's so much easier to just slip on that glasses instead of inserting the contact lenses to be able to see.
All right, so let's take this call. Hello, good morning.
On Ms. Martinez.
Good morning.
I had two guests there. Ladies, over the period of years, I've found that contact lenses, they take on a life of their own. So I've lost some contact lenses from curious places. When I finally discovered a couple of hours later, it's stiff. Yeah, stiff. So I have to put in water soak right away. You can't interfere with it because it'll break, right? So you put it in the soak and then come back to life. Like I said, some curious places, they can't be lost. Some strange places, the back of your hand, back of a mirror.
Yeah.
anywhere, where you can wonder, how this thing get there? Somebody in the initial color. Yeah, somebody look something in the initial color, yeah.
Yeah,
that's so much.
That is true. That is true. But what I want to know is that, well, I hope when the contact lens, it fell or it's on the back of the hand, I hope you clean it before you put it back
into
the
eye.
And also, you're kind of worrying me that you're telling me it gets so hard and then you have to soak it. And then, so what you have to make sure is that, one, your contact lenses are not expired. Because if it's expired, it actually could dry out. Two, if you are using it more than you should be. So let's say you are using a daily disposable lens. It would definitely be stiff and hard and not good to go in the eyes. So we just want to make sure that we're using the lenses as we should and make sure the lenses are clean. Even though you're saying that your hand is clean and you're just going to pick it from the back of the hand, ensure that you give it a little rub with the solution before you put it into your eyes again.
Is it possible to lose your contact lens within the eye as well? And what do you do if that happens?
Right. So that's a great question. And I know if you are on social media, if anyone is on social media, you would have heard the story of a lady who had, I believe it was 20 or 20-something contact lenses in the eyes. Mm. Now, I know a lot of people may not know exactly how the eyes actually, how it's made up. But it's impossible for something at the front of the eyes, like your contact lens, to reach to the back of the eyes because there's something that's blocking it there. Now, unless something goes straight into from the front and penetrates the eyes, then it will reach the back of the eyes. But a contact lens cannot go anywhere else besides that front part. But it is possible for it to go up to any corner or up under the lids or below, but it can't get lost because we know it's right there. But for some persons, they actually start to panic and they can't find it. But it's really somewhere in the eyes, and we are able to get it out for you. So let's say it's an emergency. You rinse the eyes with some sort of solution that you have, right? One of the recommended solutions. You rinse the eyes to try to get the eyes to be moist and see if it comes out. Then, if you're having a hard time taking it out, you could always pop into us and we would gladly take out that contact lens for you. I actually had a case like that just last week. She tried to take out the lens and it actually teared in the eyes. Mm. And when it teared, it shifted a bit and she came and she's like, I don't know, I can't get the contact lenses out. And when I watched the eyes using the slit lamp, the equipment I mentioned earlier, I could have seen it right at the corner of her eyes and just a simple little pinch and it's out the eyes.
Mm. Can I swim with my contact lenses in?
All right. So that's actually another common question as well. And it's actually not recommended to swim with your lenses because it actually increases your risk of infections. So as Ms. Prosper would have mentioned before, tap water, swimming pool water, the ocean, all those things, they are breeding ground for bacteria. And those bacteria can get stuck on the front surface of the lens, and then it can lead to infections in the eyes as well. So it's actually not recommended to swim in your lenses, to shower in your lenses, all those things.
And are there any complications associated with wearing contact lenses?
Yeah, definitely. And the main complication that happens with the contact lenses is infection. And usually that infection is caused by poor handling of the contact lenses. So this is why we like to ensure that you go into your annual checkups to ensure that the contact, that you're actually following the proper advice that the optometrist gave you, or the lens is in a good state to be continuing to use that lens in the eyes. Or sometimes you can actually have some sort of abrasion or scratch at the front of the eyes, possibly due to rubbing the eyes with the lens in the eyes. Or maybe you have some sort of allergy and you are just constantly rubbing the eyes there. That can cause a scratch at the front, which can also result in an infection.
And finally, do you have any tips for new or existing contact lens wearers? Because I'm sure after hearing that story of them getting lost in your eye, you're kind of feeling a little wary.
Yeah.
So what tips do you have?
Right. So firstly, we can't get the contact lens cannot get lost in the eyes. If it's displaced, it's definitely in the eye. It's just for us to get it out of the eyes. But what you want to do, if you are already wearing the contact lenses or you're interested in contact lenses, you have to ensure that you're going to your regular checkups. So usually it'll take a contact lens exam or a fitting, one-stop shop. It takes more than one visit for us to find the right lens for you. But once we do, we would actually recommend how often you should come back in. So maybe we might want to see you in 6 months or maybe in a year to ensure that the lenses are still optimal for you in terms of the prescription and the fit. So that's one point. The other point is that you always need to follow the instructions given to you by the optometrist. So that's with respect to the wear and time. So if they tell you that this is a daily disposable lens, you have to treat it as that. A daily disposable lens, even though it looks the same as the monthly lens, it's definitely not the same. The components are different. The lens are made differently. In terms of the cleaning, you want to make sure you follow that exact cleaning process, how you handle, how you replace the lenses. Just make sure and follow all the instructions. And if you're unsure as to what to do with the lenses, if you still feel unclear after your visit, ask a question. We're always happy to answer any of the questions that you have.
Just to add to that as well, another tip would be to remove the contact lenses before bed. So no sleeping with the lenses, at least unless you were medically approved to wear the lenses overnight. Please no sleeping in your lenses.
Yes, definitely, because less oxygen is actually coming into the eyes when we sleep. So we have this device on our eyes. Our eyes are closed. So where exactly are we getting oxygen from?
Well, thank you so much for all of that information. I'm telling you, I've learned a lot about contacts. I just thought it was something that you could put in your eye and with water, clean it with water. If it is, you can't, you know, get the solution. So I learned a lot. Thank you so much, Ms. Andrea
Thanks,
Carter
Father.
And Ms. Prosper for being here with us. And here's to next week.
Yes, to see you next week. Thank you for having us.
All right, thanks. So Freedom 106.5 FM, I'm hoping that session answered all of your questions as it pertains to lenses. And you can check out Dalton Brown Optometrist so that you can get your appointments and find out the best way to wear lenses. This is Freedom 106.5 FM.